This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Today's Thought of the Day is on a lighter note. A 29-year-old skipper from New York has become the first U.S. woman to sail solo around the world. Cole Brower from Long Island tearfully reunited with her family in A Coruña, Spain on Thursday after a grueling 30,000-mile journey that took 130 days. The 5'2" trailblazer placed second out of 16 in the Daring Global Solo Challenge, which kicked off in October off the coast of the port city located in northwestern Spain. "I can't believe it, guys. I sailed around the world," Brower said as she approached the finish line in an Instagram Live video. "That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. This is awesome. Let's just do it again. Let's keep going." She was the only woman in the event and also the youngest competitor. She sailed into A Coruña to a cheering crowd just the day before International Women's Day on March 8th. "It would be amazing if there was just one girl that saw me and said, 'Oh, I can do that too,'" Brower told NBC. More than half of the other competitors have dropped out as of Thursday. Brower's sailing profile on Global Solo Challenge's website said her goal has always been to be the first American woman to race around the world. "With this goal, I hope to show that this very male-dominated sport and community can become more open and less traditional." The East Hampton native didn't even take up sailing until she went to the University of Hawaii for college in 2014. "I grew up on a nature preserve, wandering through the tall grass of the creek and playing in the mud, watching the tide come in," she said of her childhood in Suffolk County. "When I moved to Hawaii for university, all I wanted was to get..." Brower turned pro after of around-the-world race after her mentor, Tim Fetch, sent her a book by record-setting female skipper Dame Ellen MacArthur. By the time she set sail on her global adventure on October 29th, Brower was already a record setter. Last summer, she became the first woman to win the Bermuda 1-2 race, the Providence Journal reported at the time. Brower documented the treacherous global solo challenge for her 459,000 Instagram followers from aboard her beloved 40-foot monohull racing boat, First Light. Like her pint-sized 100-pound owner, First Light was a quicksilver edge and is only large enough to typically hold a one- or two-person crew. Cole proved you can go around the world and watch Netflix every once in a while and even wear your pajamas.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.